在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
The connection between high cholesterol and heart attacks is not new, but the new global study serves as yet another warning about the growing epidemic of untreated high cholesterol levels, which can cause cardiovascular disease. The study was done on 147 million people and found an increasing incidence of high levels of cholesterol the world over.Even more worrying, the researchers say, is that many of those patients are going untreated. In Japan, for example, 53% of those diagnosed with high cholesterol did not get treatment, while in Thailand, 78% of those surveyed were never even diagnosed. Experts are stressing the basics yet again. Dr. Chelsea Kidwell is director of the Georgetown Stroke Center in Washington.
As developing countries adopt a Western diet, the cholesterol levels are increasing. So people need to understand that high cholesterol is a significant risk factor for stroke and heart disease.
A high level of so-called bad cholesterol causes plaque in the bloodstream, which can slow down the blood flow to the heart. If not enough blood and oxygen reach the heart, it can result in a heart attack.If the blockage keeps blood from getting to the brain, it can cause a stroke. On its own, high cholesterol does not cause any symptoms, so many times people are unaware of the problem until a stroke or heart attack hits.
But a simple blood test can tell you what your cholesterol levels are, and we have target ranges, that we know decrease the risk of having a stroke or a heart attack. For example, the bad type of cholesterol we like to keep under 100, and that minimizes the risk of having an event.
Cardiovascular disease kills more than 17 million people every year, and WHO says 80% of these deaths occur in developing countries. Dr. Joseph Sebeck of Cleveland Clinic says the risk can be reduced by making simple lifestyle changes.
For someone who's overweight, you've got to lose weight. If you're sedentary, you've got to exercise. If you have a, you know, bad, unfortunately, you have a strong family history and your genetics are there, you've got to really do the full court press to take care of yourself.
Lifestyle changes may not benefit everyone. Medication may become necessary for those whose cholesterol levels are very high. But Dr. Kidwell says medication may be out of reach for many people.
Globally, they're probably not going to be affordable in some of the developing countries, and that is an ongoing problem that the healthcare community needs to address.
Global health experts say that along with improved screening and treatment for cholesterol, people should eat less salt and fewer saturated fats and avoid tobacco. They believe these steps can help stem the rising tide of global cholesterol levels. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.